with the first person.
They didn't all ride their bikes here today.
Work our way down.
This is not a fancy map, but it's my homemade map. My name is Betty Deacon. I live at 18201 Hickory Lane, Lewis, Delaware, in Sandy Bray Development, which abuts the intersections of Plantation Road and Postal Lane. I want to give you an overview of what Plantation Road looks like, because it didn't sound like Plantation Road to me, what I heard previous to this. And I first also want to tell you, I spoke to Mr. Lank this week. I called him. And I said, is there any B1 zoning, any commercial zoning on Plantation Road? And he said, no. There are some conditional uses. The beauty shop was brought up. The beauty shop is also a residence. And when you ride by it, it looks like a residence. And somebody actually lives there. That's a conditional use. It will never be anything but a beauty shop under that zoning. So we are a residential community. I want to show you some of the communities here. Further north you go. This is Route 1 going south. This is where Superfresh Big Shopping Center is, right off of Postal Lane. This is Plantation Road. Henlopen Landing sits here, 190 homes, and they're still being developed. The plantations sit here, 232 homes. As you come back this way, you have Plantations East, 379 homes. You have Sandy Bray, 259 homes. Adelaide Estates, 59 homes. Woods Cove, 48. Summercrest, currently 62, and is growing to 95. This is where the proposed business rezoning is. So I wanted to give you a picture of that. Now, I haven't even talked about three other developments right off of Plantation Road on Robinsonville Road: Seawood, Morning View, and Gosling Creek. I don't have the numbers for those residences, but the ones I gave you the numbers of, there's a total of 1,262 homes. 95% of them already built and occupied. We know that there's more than one person living in each one of these homes, and in most cases, more than one car. The rezoning of this property would be spot zoning, pure and simple, in a residential community. There is no other B1 on Plantation Road. In the mid-70s, the council rezoned Route 1, which was a two-lane road, to commercial, from Five Point South to the entrance on Rehoboth Beach. Route 1 today is an eight-lane highway, all commercial and business, neon signs and billboards. This commercial strip is beginning to show empty stores, given the current economic situation. Route 1 is close to our communities. In fact, a new small shopping center comes to within 10 to 20 feet of homes in Sandy Bray off of Route 1. That's how close we are to it. There's a large shopping center on the south side of Postal Lane. There's a Superfresh and 8 to 10 other stores there. We are asking that you keep the business and commercial zoning on Route 1, where all the residents of our communities can do their shopping. There is now a whole medical campus on Route 24 between Route 1 and Plantation Road. And there's not many residences left there because of this development. We do not need additional traffic being generated on Plantation Road by a business campus. During the summer months, this is the only way our residents can get where we're going. Please do not change the character of our communities with this spot zoning. I was going to tell you some of the things you could do in B1, but Mr. Lank read that. In the Stay Plus application submitted by the applicant, they indicate that it will generate additional traffic. However, it's unknown at this time how much that'll be and what percentage of those trips will be trucks. They also state that the ingress and egress into the business park is unknown at this time. Maybe it will be Cedar Grove Road. In the state's comments, they note that this is within an environmentally sensitive district of Sussex County. DLDOT say that they are not requiring, this is in the state comments, traffic impact study, because the developer has offered to realign the east end of Cedar Grove Road opposite Postal Lane. We've been working with DLDOT. Our communities have been working with DLDOT. We know there's going to be a realignment. Our houses are being surveyed, our roads are being surveyed, and it's going to be realigned, and it's going to happen sometime in 2012. Our communities support that realignment, but we do not support sticking a small business park in the middle of our residential communities in order to pay for it. I also want to point out that Sandy Bray development with 259 homes is on well water. We are still on well water, which we want to stay on. We're hooked up to the county sewer system. We question what will happen to our aquifer if this development moves forward. The applicant requested a change of zoning to B1. However, they do not indicate the size of the building, the specific uses. This sounds like a half-baked plan to get commercial zoning and a residential community that stands to be heavily impacted. We respectfully request that you deny this. Thanks for your consideration.
Next person.
Hi, my name's Sandy Spence. I live at Seawood, which is one of the communities that Betty mentioned. Seawood is the first community off of Plantations on Robinsonville Road, and we have 54 homes. And last summer, I counted, and I do not exaggerate, I counted on my watch. It took me 10 minutes to get out of Robinsonville Road onto Plantations because of the traffic. And that was before all of the additional construction happens that she described. I also wanted to mention, he talked about the towing business, which you may remember. You all approved the conditional use for the towing business on Robinsonville Road, and I would bet you if we had enforcement, that towing business would be out of business because they have not met all the conditions that you placed on it. And they have large trucks even parked in the next-door house, not even on their own property. Well, it's owned by the same people, I guess. We know that, and all about that beauty shop, I go by there every day, and that beauty shop, there's never more than a car, or maybe two, and that looks like the people that live there. So it does not create any traffic, and it is truly a neighborhood small business. First of all, I wanted to object to the general process where you have a hearing on an important project like this before we even know what the Planning and Zoning Commission is thinking about it. And so I would urge you in the future to defer hearings in the council until after Planning and Zoning acts and tells you what they think and lets the public know
we can't vote today on it.
I know you can't vote, but if the public doesn't have access to the information from Planning and Zoning, you know, then we don't have all the facts either. So it would be very helpful to the public process if you could defer action until after they vote. It's a strong suggestion. Thank you. Now, I don't know. I just heard the definition of a neighborhood business. And if this were truly a neighborhood business, I would expect to be able to get my shoes repaired, go to the beauty shop, get some dry cleaning done, you know, stop in there periodically to get little services. But from what I've heard, the only service I can find if I did decide to go there would be a doctor's office. Well, to see the doctor that I choose to see, I drive 9 miles. And I will tell you that if they build that kind of a building in that location, we're going to have people coming from at least 9 miles away. That's not a neighborhood, as I understand what a neighborhood is. And so I strongly, strongly object to the term neighborhood business for what they have described. And I think it's really their way to become commercial. And with regard to DelDOT, we do know that DelDOT is planning to fix that, and we appreciate that because it is a very dangerous intersection. But it doesn't have to be done with their money, I would hope. And I would really urge you to oppose this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Got two people.
The next person can come in.
You can be standing right behind her if you want, ma'am.
You can come away in the front bench.
Yeah, that's all right.
Right up front seat, front row seat.
Line right up. Go ahead, ma'am.
Good evening, Sussex County Council members. My name is Ellie Menser. I live at 34133 Juniper Drive in Lewis in the Sandy Bray development. And some of the comments that I'll be making you've heard already. I'd like to voice, first of all, my concern over the fact that a notice was sent out to those who live within 200 feet of the proposed rezoning. I feel that this is an inappropriate procedure, for it does not allow residents like myself who live beyond the 200-foot designation to learn about and be aware of an event that indeed has an impact on me. As I mentioned earlier, I live in the Sandy Bray community, which is situated between Route 1 and Plantation Road, and we are on well water, and I fear that the rezoning request, if approved, will have a negative impact on our water supply. I also have a concern about the rezoning request because we use Plantation Road as our escape route. As you know, Route 1 is impossible to get upon, especially during the tourist season. So if we rely on escaping our community to get to our doctor appointments, the pharmacy, the grocery store, and other places that people need to get to on a regular basis by exiting onto Plantation Road, I'm fearful that this rezoning request, if approved, will merely make this more difficult. Finally, I would like to go on record to voice my objection in general to the procedure in which residents are outside of the event of finding out about property rezoning. And only through the good stewardship of Councilwoman Deaver did I become aware of this agenda item. Thank you for listening to my concerns.
Good evening. My name is Elizabeth Wolken. I live at 18520 Drayton Hall Road, which is in the Plantations, on the Plantations Road. And I, Plantations Road is not just an escape route for me, it's the only route. That's the way we exit to get out of our condominium. The road in the summer is backed up. It does take a long time to get out. If you have to go to the left, forget it. You can be there for 20 minutes waiting to get out of the condo and onto Plantations Road. I have concerns about the environmental impact of the exhaust already on that road in the summertime. I can't imagine what the traffic from a building of this dimension would cause. I haven't heard anywhere an estimate of how many offices there would be in these two buildings, and a ballpark figure of how many cars would be involved in just the people who come to work in those offices, much less the people who visit the doctors or whomever are there. So this, too, will add enormous traffic and enormous exhaust. I don't know for sure, but I would guess that my property values will go down with the advent of having a big commercial set of buildings like this. And on that level, I am opposed to this. Also, I want to just say for the record, having been recently to the medical offices at the BB Health Campus, they call it, I know for certain that there are vacant offices there. So that there is already space for doctors. So I don't know how easy it will be to attract doctors to come to this new place. And that, I think, should be considered. And I also don't understand why this set of buildings wouldn't be put on 24, where other medical places are. And that's those are most of my my concerns, and I thank you for...
Could you spell your last name for me, please?
W-U-L-K-A-N.
K-A-N. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Hi, I'm Sherry Berman. I live at 32815 Alnwick Lane in the Retreat at Love Creek, which is on the other end of Cedar Grove Road. We've only talked about the intersection, but we haven't talked about Cedar Grove Road. Cedar Grove Road is a very windy road, and as they pointed out, their property is two properties away from the cemetery, which is where a very bad curve is. Nobody's talked about realigning that part of the road, widening the road. Nobody's also talked about the fact that if development could be changed or zoning could be changed on Plantation Road, It could also be changed on Cedar Grove Road, and that's what concerns me. I've brought with me some petitions that were signed by 78 people over 2 days from the retreat at Love Creek. We have 47 homeowners. Every homeowner that is in town signed this petition. Had we had more time, we would have had the out-of-town owners sign it as well. We have 31 homeowners from Henlopen Landing who signed the petition as well. Our sentiments are exactly like everybody else's sentiments. We don't want this in our neighborhood. We feel it will decrease our property values. We feel it will increase the traffic. We just don't believe that it's good for the community. As some other people said, there's some medical facilities on Route 24. There's also one that has some vacancies on Route 1, and we believe that the development, the commercial development, should stay on Route 1. We believe it will also affect our quality of life, and although nobody has said anything about the environment and protected species, we do know that down Cedar Grove Road in our community, we have found some protected species and have reported that to DNREC, and we believe that there could probably be some up there as well. That's all I have to say, because it's the same thing as everybody else has.
Your last name is Berman?
Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N.
Getting to meet my neighbors.
Good evening. My name is Kathy Davison, D-A-V-I-S-O-N. I live at 18371 Locust Lane in Sandy Bray. I've been a 10-year resident of Sandy Bray, and I am also the president of the Sandy Bray Homeowners Association. And I'm here this evening to ask you all to reject this petition. The reason is you've heard it all, and I'm not going to stand up here and repeat everything that everyone else has said, but living in Sandy Bray over the past 4 years has been an incredible challenge. Just the traffic that backs up on Postal and Plantation, they have discovered that you can use Linden Lane and Cedar Lane to get through Sandy Bray to get to one end of Postal or the other end of Plantation. We can't get out. We can't move around. If there's vacant lots in Sandy Bray, which there are 6, drivers use those to transgress right over the vacant lots in order to try and get through the community. So we have great concerns that this medical office building is going to bring yet more traffic. Yes, we also have been working with DelDOT. We are aware of the change in the intersection, and we're all for it. However, we keep focusing on just that intersection. I mean, there needs to be other road changes if there is going to be this increase in traffic. The other thing we would like to ask, and we've talked about the environment, is the well water situation in Sandy Bray. Sandy Bray is the only remaining community that has well water. Some of the homes that are on Plantation in Sandy Bray have their wells in the back. Excuse me. So if we're going to have a bicycle route, or if we're going to have pavements or widening of any road, that's going to take that right up to their well. We'd like to know how's that going to affect their quality of life. And last but not least, we ask you all to please respect our residential status and just think that this is going to be a real historical precedent-setting decision that you're going to have to make. And we ask you to make it on behalf of residential, not commercial development. Thank you.
Next.
Good evening. My name is Terry Iris, I-R-I-S, 18201 Hickory Lane in Sandy Bray. And I just want to add another voice of opposition to this plan. The integrity of Plantation Road is extremely important to all of us for all the reasons that you've heard. And the impact of 60 employees, let alone all the customers that would be coming to this place every day, is something that we fear and object to. We don't need any more medical offices, as has been stated. We're 0.4 miles, I don't know, but over to Beebe, there's lots of vacancies there. And it's much more accessible with a large routes of Route 1 and 24 available. The impact of life over the last few years of increased traffic on Sandy Bray streets has resulted in cars cutting through, people cutting through, increased vandalism, greatly increased vandalism to homes and cars and property. And this can only get worse with more pressure from the outside on our residents. So please, again, consider our residential integrity on Plantation Road. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Gary Needham. I live at 34279 Postal Lane, which is unfortunate for me. It'd be known that from Thursday until Sunday afternoon at about maybe 5:30 or 6, I cannot get out of my driveway. The traffic sometime is backed up almost a quarter of a mile to that stop sign at Postal Lane and Plantation. I would be very concerned if there would be any increase in any traffic at all. Being in the medical business for years, I know what the average number of patient visits are. I'd like to know how many physicians, how many patient visits a day, and how many cars that's going to generate. There is data out there for that. I think that's something that you need to determine before any conditions are given. I also feel that a multi-story building is completely out of line with that neighborhood. I want to make one other comment. Postal Lane does not have any sidewalks. It is a very, very dangerous road to walk down, never mind ride a bike down, which I do. I try to find every way possible to cut through somebody's yard to ride my bike to get onto Plantation, and I'm only a half a block away. It's not a very safe place to be. Obviously, they're going to fix that intersection, and that's required. But I don't think that this is going to be good for the neighborhood. I can't see how a lot of the problems that I feel are present are going to be satisfied. I hope you turn it down. Thank you.
Can I get your last name again?
Needham, N-E-E-D-H-A-M.
Thank you.
Hello. My name is Elizabeth Ruprecht, and I'm here with my husband, Peter. We live at 104 Sussex Court in Lewis in Plantation East. And I'm here to agree with so many people who spoke so eloquently before I did about not changing the zoning. It is so important that we retain the rural atmosphere on Plantation Road and it not be changed to commercial zoning. Thank you for listening.
Can I get your last name again, please?
It's Ruprecht, R-U-P-P-R-E-C-H-T. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Julia Morey, M-O-R-E-Y, and I live at 383 Lakeside Drive in Plantations East in Lewis, and I'm here to oppose the proposed zoning change. I agree with all the other comments that have been made wholeheartedly, including the traffic comments. I don't think, even if that intersection were fixed, neither Cedar Grove Road nor Plantations Road is capable of handling much more traffic than we already have. But more important than that, we're residential with a few minor exceptions, from Shady Lane to 24, and I think everybody in this room, with the exception of Mr. Boriglio and company, would like to keep that as a residential area. We have medical offices nearby at Route 24. We have shopping all over the place at Route 1. We don't need any more. There are a lot of empty stores already. But more than that, if you approve this change to a B1, I know you're not obliged in future to approve other B1 applications for Plantations Road, but it certainly does set a precedence. And it gives whoever else applies, and that could be for a convenience store or a filling station or God knows what all. I mean, this is a lovely plan. It's not so bad. It's green and I like the idea of having a green building and all that, but it's just not necessary in this particular location, and I would hate to see a precedent set. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm Marjorie Weber, 32840 Alnwick Lane in the Retreat at Love Creek. and I was among those people who collected signatures for this petition. But I did want to go on record as opposing this. I'm very concerned that Plantation Road will be used as a spillover from Route 1 and will become commercial. And I'm very concerned that Cedar Grove Road will also become a business development, an area, a road that will become developed for businesses. We moved here in a beautiful spot that was residential and quiet. I believe that it will destroy the quality of life, this kind of development, increase traffic, generally it ruin our, will, I'm not a great speaker, I'm sorry, but it will hurt our property values. We understand that there are empty medical buildings or empty offices and medical buildings already. So I hope that you will vote no and help us preserve the residential nature of this very beautiful area. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Robin and I argue all the time about who said what.
How they spelled her name.
Good evening. My name is Loretta Mahan, and I live at 34761 Lauren Drive. I live in Idalot Estates, and my particular community is directly across the street from the proposed plan for this evening. You know, I'm going to add to the redundancy that has been placed on the table this evening about all of the concerns about this facility that is being proposed. As a resident of 6 years of that area, growth is a good thing. Growth is not a bad thing. We all would like to see growth, and there's always a need for more professional offices and for more medical offices, but not smack dab in the middle of a residential area. There just are so many other areas and arenas that could be utilized for such growth. And hopefully, we hope that they're going to be exercised in the future. For all the reasons that have been stated here this evening, I particularly did not relocate into in a state and move into an area so that I can look outside and be looking right into, you can call it commercial, you can call it neighborhood business. However you look at it, that is not residential. So I'm very much opposed for that. I also am a member of the Idalot Board, and I do speak in relation to our community, for our community. We would like to give Mr. Bariglio a challenge. Build what you want to do. Find an appropriate area for it. The area does need it, but not in the middle of a residential area. So I please plead with the council to take into consideration the residential area that is established right now. And when you do make your decisions, please know that it's not growth that we're opposed to, but there's an appropriateness and an appropriate location. Thank you very much.
Next.
Maybe I'm the last one, I hope.
Nope. We got a hold out here.
Oh, my gosh. My name is Margot St. John. My husband also supports me in this appearance. He just isn't here. We moved here from New Jersey, and what we liked about Delaware was that it was so rural. We live in the retreat at Love Creek, 19811, and we back up to a farm, which we absolutely love. And we have bird feeders and lots of birds and lots of geese and ducks. And you know what? We want it to stay that way, and we would miss not having the birds. And we feel like this is just one step in destroying that kind of an environment. So we really implore you to please consider very, very gravely this decision. We feel like there are so many of us here that really feel strongly about it. I've never seen so many people here. I've been here for other hearings, and I've never seen so many people and opposing something. So there must be something behind it. You must think it through very, very seriously. But I also think putting a medical facility right next to a cemetery is just asking for trouble.
Thanks for a short trip.
Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon.
How about if we get a funeral parlor on the other corner?
We're old, but we're not ready for that.
Thank God another man showed up. I was afraid we were just going to be overwhelmed with all these moments.
Could I turn one of these signs around?
Yes, sir.
I have a question right off the bat here that I'm curious about. Okay. I was looking at this chart. Am I misreading this chart, or is that a four-lane highway now?
What do you mean?
Mr. Lane, he's a map expert.
I'm looking in four lanes here.
You have to ask engineers over here.
It's labeled with a center line and showing the pavement sections and.
You got four lanes. If I count right, you got the.
We don't have.
It's counting the shoulders. Showing the shoulders too.
Well, here's the shoulder, but here's two lanes.
This is the property line. This is the shoulder. This is the shoulder pavement. Then this is the pavement center line, and then another shoulder, and then another right away.
I don't think it's not supposed to be a four lane road. There's been no testimony to that.
I went to the last meeting with DelDOT and I didn't get a lot of happy responses. They tried to actually cut me off from asking questions at the end of the meeting. Anyway,
What's your name first?
Oh, my name's Tom Kaptor, KAPTOR. I live at 34723 Julia Drive. I am the third house in across the street from Plantations Road where they want to do this construction. And I do have, first, a correction. A gentleman over here said that this site was a quarter of a mile from the BB campus. According to my GPS, it's 1 mile away. Okay. I have a whole bunch of points. I'm trying to figure out where to start on this. But the intersection that we've been talking about has been on the books as long as I've lived here, and I moved from Jersey 6 years ago. And what is to assure us that even if this got approved, which I hope it doesn't, that this will be done in some kind of time limit? It hasn't been done in 6 years. Why should we assume it's going to be done right away? Again, we talked, I think Ms. Deaver talked about the fact that this was at one time zoned residential, and that disappeared. Now, if this has changed for the zoning, we're not getting any assurances of what it's going to go there. We're told that it's going to be a neighborhood business, and I had a pretty picture. Another question. What is the alignment of this? Where is Plantation Road? Where is...
It's just a good-looking drawing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here going, wait, is this going to be Plantation Road? Is this going to be Plantation?
I don't know.
I have no clue. Free picture. Okay. Again, pointing out that there is no need for more space. Right now, there are empty stores and empty offices all over the area. BB Campus hasn't been able to fill their medical spaces, and they've been trying. Just no need for another medical site right here, and again in a residential area. We got an estimate of 60 permanent employees once it is constructed, but we still don't know what would be constructed. So how do you get 60 employees for it? Comes out of nowhere. The wastewater, the drainage, talking about infiltration going into the ground. I live in the development with the ditch. Right off Plantation Road. We have a huge hole in the ground. Denrick had changed their plans over and over and over again, and finally we had them admit that even though we have this huge drainage ditch, it still doesn't do the job it's supposed to do. But we were told that it's probably the best one out of the thousands they have problems with right now. So what's this new construction? What are they going to do with their drainage? I laugh about that neighborhood business still when I look at that picture, but that's another thing. Need for more space. If I'm not mistaken, the Heritage Golf Course is going to be more space. Am I correct on that?
It's
in the process of already providing more space. And why are we going to have even more space in a residential area?
Just wanted to plus that's all.
This would be the only multi-story development in our area, too, to make it even worse, which, no, I'm definitely opposed to that. They said this was studied for years. Yeah. We've been asking about it. Tonight was the first I heard about this particular motion coming up tonight. I packed up. I came here to find out what's going on. We did not get any notice. And I only live a few hundred yards away from this place.
You were Nidal Lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the third house in. Okay. You go across Plantation Road. Yeah, they have studied it. The surveyors have been around, and they've been obnoxious. My one neighbor across the street from me even had a surveyor on his back deck. And when he said, what are you doing on my deck? The guy just laughed at him. And, you know, we're getting, what's the word I want to, I don't want to say sneaky, but something's being pushed on us that the people I've talked to don't want. And I am the secretary for the Idlewild Association. We're having a meeting on Thursday, so we will be bringing this up again. You'll probably be getting another letter because the people that I talked to today at the last minute were all opposed to this idea. I am definitely encouraging all of you to consider just saying no. We don't need it. We don't want it. Thank you.
Thank you. Can they submit letters?
If we leave the record open. Mm-hmm.
If you leave the record open for that reason.
Good evening. My name is Giuseppe Mastrangelo. I live at 34731 Julia Drive, Idlewild Estate. I'm here to support. I don't want to say all what they say because I've been saying more than what should be said. The only thing I want to say, my house is right on the corner of Julia Drive and Posto and Plantation. Out of the kitchen of my window, I can see everything what's going on right there. Accident, this and that. One day, at least I can count. I don't know how many accidents I can count in the last year or so. One day I went across the street, I asked to the policeman, I said, what happened? When are they going to do something? I said, maybe they're going to do some, put a light or something, a stop sign, a stop light, whatever. When they're dead, somebody's going to be dead. But the whole accident that we have. So do we need this more aggravation there? I would like you gentlemen, if you live in my house in a place like that, do you want to have something like that? So think about, please, say no to this. This whatever it's going to be.
Sir,
thank you.
Could you spell your last name for
Mastrangelo.
You bet your hand. Excellent.
I appreciate that.
And you're in, and you're in Plantation? Idlewild. Okay.
That's from New Jersey.
All right.
Next.
I guess the men were shy tonight. Now they're coming down.
I just thought we'd wait for the end. Hi, my name is John Townsley. I live at 22519 Woods Court in Lewis, Delaware. I have more of some questions, and I'm not going to repeat everything about the traffic situation, let alone the business commercial use of this property. But can the council or planning and zoning request a traffic study? Neither road is really sufficient to bear the current traffic that's on. And if you put this business in place, the amount of additional traffic you're going to generate, I think, will just overwhelm a road which is literally insufficient at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Grove is one access. Route 1D or Plantations is the other. Both of them are heavily traveled. The other question, which I was a little bit confused on, has to do with the master plan. Because it's cited in the master plan, does the master plan encourage or direct parcels to be zoned? I mean, that was the inference that was here.
I just wanted to make
sure I was clear on that. It says that ad zoning can exist, but it doesn't encourage it or direct it to be zoned that way. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, right, Mr. Light?
That's correct.
Okay, I just wanted
and
to
I'm
clear.
New.
Again, I think this should be at least deferred until you find out about the traffic study.
Well, we have
study.
To defer today.
I'm saying until you find out about traffic study, I realize it's going to be deferred given the fact that planning and zoning hasn't acted on it. But in addition to that, I think it really ought to be rejected because it is a business commercial campus that exists. And right now they're closing unless they're real close to the hospital, and the hospital can't even fill them right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jane Knaus. My address is 34704 Michelle Drive. I'm in Adelaide Estates. And Mr. Cole, you asked the question twice to the attorney, why is this request being made through this particular zoning process? And the answer both times was because that's what the developer wants. That just doesn't seem like a good enough answer to me, because somebody wants something.
I didn't debate that with them, but I...
But it, to me, I wasn't satisfied that that's what the developer wants. He wants it through...
I just wanted to hear it twice.
Okay. And I heard it twice, too. And I was befuddled by that. It just didn't make sense that there wasn't any reason or context for it. And the other thing that one of my neighbors here mentioned is that there's only one exit from Adelot Estates, and to make a left or a right is quite dangerous. So that's something to take into consideration as well. But the bigger issue is it seems like they're looking for some kind of wiggle room or some kind of semantic way of creating this... approval process instead of going by the residential context of that property area.
And you share that with Woods Cove. You add a lot. Don't you share that exactly one entrance with Woods Cove?
Yes, and okay. Woods Cove is getting more and more occupied. So it just doesn't make sense to me that there's no proper answer to your question, which you were kind enough to ask twice. Thank you.
I might ask three times. Mm-hmm. Now that you brought it up again.
Thanks. That's your purview.
Next.
Any others? All right.
Jules.
Wait a minute. We got somebody else who wants to say something. Right here. You're trying to hide from me.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Jules Jackson. Originally, I wasn't going to speak due to the sheer volume of citizens in opposition to this particular application. However, I realized I could bring something to the table as a citizen that was voicing being, I don't know what you want to call it, probably a non-transplant, a native Delawarean. I actually grew up riding my horses in this area. On that corner, is somewhere around there is Winstop Stables, or what used to be Winstop Stables. I got pushed further out down, I believe, on Route 24. So I was actually familiar with the area from a different level prior to the residences that are there. And I'm familiar with it on that level prior to the people that moved in the last, I would say, decade or so. The two points that I want to bring up, hopefully, that are not redundant, are the concept of green building. The ultimate green building is not to destroy the land. The green idea, the pro-environmental way to go about this is not to continue to destroy it. So every time that we utilize a term or catchphrase, euphemism, whatever, of development, we're really underscoring ourselves, because it's really not developing an area, as much as I commend everyone that spoke prior to me. In order to develop the area, I would say things like infrastructure, continuing to work on community education, programs that really develop our way of life would be a more apropos term. So those are my two points that we need to recognize, that this area is not in any way, shape, or form anything but residential. It is not zoned for this usage. Planning and zoning hasn't even submitted, from what I understand, their suggestions, so I don't understand why, as a county, we continue to view these matters when it hasn't been proposed. And very briefly, I wanted to touch upon the argument, Mr. Schrader's argument, that it's a prior commercial use argument, if you will, the hair salon. Well, as a person that is on that road every day, sometimes two and three times a day, that home slash hair salon, I echo the sentiments that at most there is one car there. So don't stop short of calling that, with all due respect, an asinine argument. But it was a nice try on Mr. Schrader's part. So bottom line, this area is, as everyone said, it is purely residential. And again, we need to, as the county council, I hope that you advocate upon our behalf, because we vote you into office, and we hope that you respect our wishes and respect what is on the books in terms of the zoning in this area. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Are there any other folks who'd like to speak? Mr. Griffin, there was some Q&A, which I think is a bit out of order. May I ask the lawyer for the applicant to come up and clarify something? Mr. Schrader, would you please come up? Could you address the reason again for applying for the B1 as opposed to conditional use. It was stated a you minute ago.
You want to hear it a third time, huh?
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
It was stated a minute ago that it was because the applicant... It was stated that because the applicant wanted it, but I think there's a second part to that. Which
the second part of the answer was is that your comprehensive plan, and I will recite if you will permit me, Mr. Phillips.
I encourage it.
That in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, June 2008, adopted by this council at the end of last year, in the future land use element, beginning at pages 313 through page 321, describes seven types of growth areas, including developing areas. It also describes the environmentally sensitive developing area. And in both cases, it refers to a range of housing types that go from single through multifamily, which exists there. And in selected areas, commercial uses should be allowed, including a variety of office uses would be appropriate. That's at page 315.
When you say selected areas, does it...
It does not specify where those selected areas are.
Okay. Where appropriate. That's the key word, where appropriate.
Is that what it says, Mr. Schrader?
It says, and I will quote, a variety of office uses would be appropriate in many areas.
Okay.
And the word many is also in there, Mr. Cole. As you and I debate semantically again.
No, let's not do go there, please.
Not every, but many.
But, again, I'm reading it the way it was written, folks.
Sure.
I'm not making it up. Page 316, permitted uses in the ESDA. Mm-hmm. Retail and office uses are appropriate. But larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected areas on arterial roads. That is not what we're asking for. And then again at page 321 in table 8, the recommended densities and uses set forth in the future land use element of your land use plan talks about either the low to medium density environmentally sensitive developing area or the medium density developing area, and in both instances the applicable zoning district recommended includes neighborhood business district B-1. And while there's going to probably the question has been asked, does a state law compel rezoning, and I want to give you a little bit of an answer. Lawrence was quick to answer. I know that at least under municipal codes and the municipal comp plan law, property designated for commercial, residential, service commercial, warehouse, whatever it is, in future land use plans within municipalities, not necessarily applicable to the county, are actually obligated to rezone to what the comp plan calls for. I don't recall ever seeing that language, but it won't be the first time I've forgotten something about the comp plan law, so I'm going to go back and look it up.
I think it would be news to about 2,000, maybe 3,000 people who live in that area that's called for.
I'm sorry, again?
What you just said would be news to the people who live in that area.
What, by changing the law or talking about what's in the comp plan?
You're saying that it's called for?
I'm not saying it's called for. No, I said I'm going to go look for it.
It's how you interpret it. He interprets it one way. You can interpret it 100 million ways.
The question was asked, I think, by Mr. Cole, was whether or not it's mandatory that you rezone it because the comp plan calls for it.
I didn't say that.
Mm-mm. Then maybe you asked the question, but it was asked at this end of the table, and Lawrence answered the question saying no. And in my experiences with municipal plans, the answer is yes. I don't recall what the answer is as to the state law applicable to comp plans, but I intend to look for it.
Beyond his question, we're venturing further away from
it. It's a point.
It follows out of what he asked for.
It is a point. I mean, that did need clarifying, and that is the foundation of this application. I think it's important that you clarify it. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I think we've opened it up some, so not that we want to repeat testimony, but at least I think we should ask if that exchange prompts a further question.
Ms. Jackson?
Stay on topic, though.
Please
best we can.
Stay on topic.
Absolutely. Stay on topic's my middle name.
Actually, Mr. Phillips, I would like to say, since you came out and said that is the foundation of the argument, that the Sussex County comprehensive land use plan.
No, that's the foundation of his argument.
The foundation of his argument instead of the argument, his argument. I would like to say that I can only speak for myself, not everyone in this room. I can only speak for myself that my comments were not incorporated into that plan despite repeated testimony, despite repeated written documentation, which I would be more than happy to provide specifically in the historic preservation section, any issues dealing with zoning. So I would like to know if we're barred from any comment, which I didn't think we were barred, but evidently we were barred once I reviewed the plan, how every developer can come up here and say that this is according to the county land use plan when the citizens' comments have not been included in that county land use plan. To me, that's incongruous, and I would like that to put that on the record that I did submit.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Griffin.
The commission deferred action, left the record open for a response from PLUS, and then attend additional business days.
We have received a comment from PLUS in the form of a final response, which I read earlier, and the commission's motion was working for business days, which will be they can't act before May 14th. Okay. So we'll have to defer until at least after May 14th.
We should defer and leave the record open.
Yeah, we need a motion for that. I'll make that motion.
Do we close it? Ours at May 14th, or we don't?
Not tonight.
Well, we
not
have tonight. Letters. Okay. We have a letter coming from one of these homeowner associations.
Yeah, just for written.
Is the record going to be open to accept that letter?
I'll make a motion. We defer and leave the record open as planning and zoning did.
Or written comment?
I don't care. Written, you know.
That's what's coming. Written comment.
Otherwise, you reopen the record and have to have a
written comment.
Yes, it
written
is.
Written comments would be, not public comment. Written.
Yeah, written.
Well,
they are. Written.
If he gets three votes.
Well.
Ms. Deaver, was that a second I heard?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
No.
We'll vote on deferring on the application, leaving the record open for written comments. Ms. Deaver?
Did we say for how long?
No, we're not.
We're not saying. No, yes.
Jim said not.
We're not sure
yes.
when
no.
the
okay.
commission's going to act
that's
on
fine.
It in relation
right.
to our next meeting after that.
Ms. Deaver votes yes.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. One more.